Yes, that's true. That is true. Like Physical Culture Magazine, yeah. That's a, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would be worth, and it would be worth sort of even bringing it back to something that I don't know very well, which would be something like the National Police Gazette in the 1880s, which, you know, would be literally in the barber shops, you know, for men to read. So, you know, I think that looking more closely at the construction of men in these settings, you might, you know, want to recast my argument somewhat. I would say that for the large national advertisers, large mass marketers, the sort of mainstream, it really is female-coded, and so then you'd find sort of at the edges, you know, a almost more subversive element that would be directed at men as consumers.